question. When we hear unconfirmed rumors about senior devotees, how should we respond? Answer: it will depend on the nature of our relationship with that person and the nature of that rumor, and of course our individual nature too. But one of the defining differences between a Kanishtha Adhikari, who is the beginning devotee, and Madhyam Adhikari, who is a medium level devotee, is that Madhyam Adhikari has befriended devotees. And so Kanishtha Adhikari is, they talk about others, whereas Madhyam Adhikaris talk with others. So in general, if the devotee community is on the Kanishtha Adhikari level, then that devotee community will engage in rumor mongering. Rumors basically means we talk about other devotees. If the devotees are on the Madhyam Adhikari level, they will talk with each other. That means they will seek and gain clarification and not let the rumor just stay like a toxic or a cancer in their mind. Now, it is not that we have to have a utopian, naive idea that everybody, that even the senior devotees, don't have any problems. But we need to, at the very least, show our respect for them, for their seniority, for their commitment, for their dedication, by at the very least giving them the definite benefit of doubt. So when we hear rumors, especially if we have a positive outlook towards some person, and if we hear something negative about that person, that can have a strong emotional reaction on us. It may affect the way we perceive that person who about whom we have heard the rumor, or it may affect our way of dealing with that person. So the important thing for us is to recognize that we need to have a proper attitude in dealing with devotees. Devotees are representatives of Krishna, and we want to all march back towards Krishna. So even if somebody has a problem, even if assuming that the rumor is correct, we have to see that this is a serious devotee who is trying to practice spiritual life, and somehow some conditionings have overcome him. So a devotee who is having some difficulties is like a soldier who is wounded in the battlefield. Now, a wounded soldier should not be sent to the prison as if that soldier is a criminal. Getting wounded in a battle is not a sign of a crime. Getting wounded in the very fact that the soldier went in the battle is itself heroic. So, of course, if somebody is wounded, then that person needs to be given the treatment and needs to take the treatment. So, that person has to go to the hospital. So, of course, we know also that getting wounded in spiritual life means that we may have a lapse in our moral standards, and there may be a slip or a fall, and then that is of course not exactly equivalent to a soldier getting wounded. But the important point is that the devotees are trying to do something glorious, and if there is some unfortunate thing that happened in that process, certainly we don't give up the war, nor do we continue to trust that particular devotee the way we used to earlier, because that devotee's judgment may not be so scripturally sound now. But all this is after whatever we have heard has been confirmed. So I'm talking, even if it is true, still that doesn't mean we should suddenly start disrespecting or offending that devotee. We just need to understand, okay, that person cannot be my spiritual guide now, or that person may not be person from whom I can take inspiration right now. But if that rumor is not true, then we could be unnecessarily creating obstacles in our spiritual life by having a negative attitude towards that devotee. We may be mentally offending that devotee, and then if we speak about those rumors, that may further aggravate the offense that we are committing by bringing it to the verbal level also. So, in general, if the rumor is entirely unsubstantiated and it has come from a person whom we know has a propensity to gossip and spread rumors, and therefore that person doesn't have much credibility, then we can just put it out of our mind, neglect it and forget it. And if that rumor seems to have some credibility, then we need to go to some senior devotee and seek systematic clarification. And once we get the clarification, we end the matter over there. Even if the rumor is true, we don't have to become serve that rumor as a messenger. We have to continue serving Krishna. So if we feel that the rumor is serious, coming from a source that has some credibility, then better to go and seek clarification. If we have a close enough relationship with the devotee about whom we have heard the rumor, then we can very carefully, sensitively and respectfully broach that subject and seek the clarification. If we don't have that close enough relationship with that devotee, then we can go to some other senior devotee whom we trust and ask about that other devotee about whom we have heard the rumor and get the clarification. So basically, I would say there are three steps. First is, they just neglect the rumor if they don't have much credibility. And before that also, it's if we know that certain devotees have a tendency to gossip and spread rumors, better avoid the association of devotees. If we know that there are certain websites which keep talking about certain things like that, then best to avoid those websites. So we don't get unnecessary new rumors. Secondly, if the rumor is coming from a credible course, seek clarification, and after clarification also maintain a respectful attitude towards that person. But depending on the nature, whether the rumor is true or false, we may have to accordingly shift our specifics of the relationship with that person. But overall, it is our responsibility to protect our consciousness. And rumors can very much mar our consciousness because they may negatively impact our thoughts and our desires and our perceptions of others. So therefore, it's best to avoid getting into rumors. But if at all we hear it, then don't talk about it with other devotees. Don't talk about devotees. Talk with devotees and get clarification. Thank you.